This is Weekend Edition. I'm Susan Stamberg. A month before the actual centennial of his birth, September 26, 1898, the party for George Gershwin has already begun. Our mailboxes have been humming with new CDs of old and glorious Gershwin tunes. Everybody from violinist Joshua Bell, the band Luscious Jackson, and British singer Finley Quay.
It ain't necessarily so. It ain't necessarily so. It ain't necessarily so.
We are taking a slightly more traditional Gershwin route this morning, however, and we have asked Robert Kaplow to help. Mr. Kaplow is a composer and pianist, also a frequent contributor to NPR's Performance Today. Hi, Mr. Kaplow. Thanks a lot for doing this. We asked you to pick out two Gershwin tunes and tell us why they are so good. And your first choice is I Got Rhythm. It was written for the 1930 Broadway show Girl Crazy. Why'd you make that choice?
What makes this great is that this is a quick sketch kind of medium. You know, when you've got a Broadway song, essentially you stake it all on one great idea. You do this idea, you go 8 bars, then you do the same thing again, 8 more bars. You go away for like a minute, another 8 bars, and then you come back and do it a third time. So the whole thing is staked on this one great 8-bar idea.
But that idea has to be fabulous, otherwise it could be excruciatingly boring.
It's right, that's the entire thing. And then it's going to be transposed into all these different keys and everybody in the entire room is going to sing it 100 times. It'll be in the entr'acte and the overture. So it better be a great idea. And nothing was a better idea than I Got Rhythm. And it's really only 4 notes and 1 rhythm. That's what makes this so spectacular.
Yeah.
You know, he could have written it like this, really square. If here's your beat, 1, 2, 3, 4, he could have written, I got rhythm. Incredibly boring. Let me make it a little better for you. He could have at least done a syncopation like this. I got rhythm. It's a little better. But listen to how fantastic his version is. I got rhythm. That's the entire thing.
Huh.
That one fantastic rhythm is Gershwin's rhythm.
Because they're sort of working against one another, huh?
Yeah, it's the syncopation. Everything is 3 beats. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. So it's I got rhythm. Then you do it again. I got music.
Uh-huh.
Then you do it again. I got my man. And then you got musical punchline. The one thing that's different, who could ask for anything more?
Ah.
And you've got a fantastic musical plot.
Well, what strikes me as you do it with your miraculous voice, may I add.
My mother always wanted me to be a singer.
Mine too. So, but what's so interesting is the first time, and this is a tune all of us know, we could sing it almost backwards. The first time it's interesting. Second time it's really more interesting. And by the time he does it for the third time, you can't wait to hear it again because it's getting fresher and fresher.
And not only that, the first time it's just 4 notes. You go up, I got rhythm. Then you take the same 4 notes and you go down.
Uh-huh.
I got music. Third time you go back up, I got my man. And you're thinking, he better not go down again. I'll die. And then it goes to the highest note, the climax of the phrase. Who could ask for anything more? But the thing is, he's so obsessive, like Haydn with this rhythm. Not only do you immediately repeat the exact same thing, I got daisies in green pastures, I got my man, who could ask for anything more, that even when you go away from it, in the middle, it's still the same rhythm. It's an obsessive look at this one tiny rhythm.
Robert Kaplow, should we listen to someone slightly better as a singer than you do it?
Absolutely. You know, and I think this little cut here is from Crazy for You, which in a way really recreates what it would have been like to hear one of these things on a stage. You'll hear Jody Benson doing the famous Ethel Merman role. You know, reportedly in the original version, she held the last note for 16 measures as the crowd goes wild. Doesn't happen on this version, but this is a real Broadway version, pit band in the orchestra. She sings it. Second verse, in comes the men. The chorus go, ooh. Ooh, 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 in the background. They do trade-offs, and this is Broadway at its best. You're back at the premiere of Girl Crazy in 1930.
I got rhythm, I got music, I got my man, who could ask for anything more? I got daisies in green pastures, I got my man, who could ask for anything more? Hold the man trouble, sweet dreams. I got my man, who could ask for anything more? Who could ask for anything more?
I got rhythm, I got music,
I got my man,
who could ask for anything more?
So this is Jody Benson from the cast recording of Crazy for You with Gershwin's I Got Rhythm. We're talking to Robert Kaplow. I'm exhausted. I mean, there was more rhythm than I could tolerate in there. But any more points before we move on to, oh, it has to be one of my all-time favorite Gershwin tunes.
Yeah, you know, what's also fantastic about this is every one of these pieces almost is in a rigid form. 8 bars, you do your idea. Do it again. Go away for 8. Come back for 8. But what makes this ending so spectacular is just when you've done the 8 again, I got starlight, I got sweet dreams, I got my man, who could ask for anything more? There's that one extra tag, who could ask for anything more? The 2 extra bars, it's like you're so filled with rhythm in life that you can't resist adding those last 2 bars. And some of the best stuff in Gershwin is when you come to what you're sure is the end and he offers one more thing for the party, one final little extra 2-bar tag, and it can't get better than the one and I Got Rhythm.
This is, and that tune was 1930. The show was Girl Crazy. But you now want to take us to one that George Gershwin wrote 7 years after that, 1937, of course, before you or I were born.
No, definitely.
Yeah. And but what? Tell us this one.
Well, you know, They Can't Take That Away From Me has become one of the most famous tunes. And there's almost 3 levels of poignance to this tune. For one, it was written right near the end of his life for Fred Astaire, who made this his signature number. But it was also right about before he was going to die. Fred Astaire was someone he knew from the very beginning. And the song itself is already nostalgic about a time that has passed, about something that is gone, something that is over, that we don't want ever taken away from us. So there's a particular poignance to this tune. And it's one of the all-time beauties. But once again, what makes it so perfect is that ability to have one idea that somehow is the essence of the entire thing summed up. And the idea here is every single line starts off with just repeating the same note 5 times. The way you wear, and then you discuss which one. Your hat. So the first one is same notes. The way you wear, and you go up. Your hat. But then you think about her a different way. The way you sip, and you go down. Your tea. Then you have another same thing. The memory of, and you go up higher as the memory pushes you up. All that. And then, just like in I Got Rhythm, you have something different. You can't have a 4th version. You go even higher. No, no. Those 2 words encapsulate all the emotion. No, no. They can take that away from me. You've pushed to the highest notes of the phrase. What makes all this stuff so beautiful is, in a way, it's so elegant and refined.
Please, I gotta wave the flag, because it was George who wrote da-da, but
right,
it was Ira who wrote no-no.
Exactly. And, you know, in a way, here it is. Also, just like in I've Got Rhythm, one rhythmic difference is all the difference in the world. He could have written the way you wear your hat. Now, that is not only a bad hat, but that is a person who wears it so boringly. But I want you to get, it's the tiniest rhythm. Here's the bad way. The way you wear your hat. But now listen as hat comes in early. The way you wear your hat. That rhythm is all the elegance of the world of the 20s and 30s. It's what we're longing for and we miss. The elegance of not only wearing a hat, but wearing it in syncopated style.
Shall we hear Michael Feinstein do it? Feinstein, who worked for Ira Gershwin, the word man, in the last years of his life, and who, by the way, made such an interesting comment about a piece of these lyrics that we haven't gotten to yet, but let me tell it to you. Further on in the song, it goes, the way you hold your knife, the way we dance till 3, the way you've changed my life. And Michael says that's Ira's genius, because these are very mundane things, a knife singing off key,
right,
sipping, but all of a sudden that huge idea, you've changed my life.
But you know, that's what's so great about these is, again, it's not confessional. There's always just like one moment where suddenly it gets off the conversational to the ultimate truth. And I think that's why these are still so powerful today, you know, that they have this moment that's really true in the midst of all this glibness and funniness. This is the perfect marriage of Ira and George. Not only is the whole text changed, it's about your whole life, but the phrase goes higher, higher, and just those extra notes in a human voice make that so spectacularly poignant. And then, just like in I Got Rhythm, there's an extra tag, and there's that one moment where he goes, they can't take that away from me, no. And that word no comes in early. It's like a stab in the heart. And so you have the same feeling, just like you have in I Got Rhythm, that the truth is being told at the end, and just at the last moment, you're really getting how moving this all is.
Here's Michael Feinstein.
The way you wear your hat, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that, the way you sing off key, the way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never, never meet again on the bumpy road to love. Still I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we dance till three, you've changed my life. No, no, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away from me.
You know, what's also amazing about Gershwin is not only these songs, but how many different things they've become. The incredible variety of what people have done with them. James Joyce, I think, once said that he took credit for every possible interpretation of his work. And I think the same thing is true with Gershwin. There is an incredible, spectacular version by Sarah Vaughan, which completely shows what's possible. She takes this and completely changes the entire feel of the song. It becomes a jazz feel. She changes the notes. You'll hear there's two different versions. First, as straight as she gets, and then incredibly improvised. But though she changes all the notes, she totally gets the point. She sings, instead of the way you wear your hat, she invents Sarah Vaughanism, the way you wear your hat. And every single one of those images, she changes the notes on, but what she gets is that they're special. What she gets is that the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that, the way you sing off key, each one is special. It's Sarah Vaughan's way. The notes are different, the rhythms are different, but she's gotten that way. What this is ultimately about is us remembering how unique and wonderful the person of our dreams could be and how sad it is that it all goes away. And though so she changes everything, she gets it completely right. And that's the way these songs live on. You know, in the verse, there's this great lyric, and it goes, "The song is ended, but as the songwriter wrote, the melody lingers on." Mm. And that's what's really true. That's how these pieces live. It's not by just keeping recreating the past. It's by taking the past, making it your own in your own inimitable Sarah Vaughan version, but keeping the essence, getting that every generation has the people we remember. Maybe we don't sip tea anymore. Maybe we don't wear hats anymore. But we all just want to be remembered for the way we did it. And Sarah Vaughan remembers it in her own unique way. And it's as authentic, though different, as anything Gershwin himself could have written.
The way you wear your hat, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that. No, no, they can't take that away from me. The way your smile just beams, the way you sing off key, the way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never, never meet again on the bumpy road to love. Still I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we dance till three, the way you change your life. No, no, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away from me. The way you hold your hat, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that. No, they can't take that away from me. The way your smile just beams, the way you sing off key, 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 the way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me.
We may never, 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 never meet again on the bump, bump, bumpy road to love. Still, I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we dance till three, the way you change my life. No, no, can't take that away from me. Can't take that away from me.
Sarah Vaughan helping us to get a jump start on observing the centennial, September 26th, of the birth of George Gershwin. And many, many thanks to you, Robert Kaplow. I liked your singing, too.
You're the first person who's ever said that to me.
Robert Kaplow is a pianist and composer and a frequent contributor to NPR's Performance Today. And friends, if you haven't had enough Gershwin this morning, and to my mind, there is never enough Gershwin, here's a little more. Pianist is Richard Glazier, and this is NPR's Weekend Edition. I'm Susan Stamberg.